I'm Sabine Riebold, the Jacques and Natasha Gehlmann curator of modern art. This is by the German painter Otto Dix, and the picture is called The Businessman Max Rösberg, Dresden. Dix depicted him in his provincial office. The clock is a worn clock, and it seems to be 1:30. It also shows, tongue-in-cheek, that this man is such a busy businessman, he can only give time quickly at his lunchtime. And there is this tear of calendar, which must be a gift from a client of an industrial nature. And the man holds in his hand a catalogue of machine parts, and it's all in shades of green. I think it's the colour of money. Otto Dix belonged to the German movement that is called Neue Sachlichkeit, New Objectivity. The artist that belonged to it painted in the early 1920s. They were a ferocious group of painters. Most of them had served in the war, and they had looked death in the eye and came back and looked with different eyes at the world around them. Otto Dix was the fiercest of these, and he painted a lot of portraits. People needed a lot of humor to sit for him because he had a diabolical way of depicting them. He aged his sitters. He made them look worn. He made them ugly. He made them look somehow mean-spirited. But what is interesting, a German president wanted to be painted by him, and a famous writer, but Dix refused. He wanted his own sitters because then he could manipulate the look, and he couldn't have done it with famous people.